everybody. We are here in the Engineering Excellence Department here at Microsoft, and next to me is Yuri Alkin. Let's talk about your role here. What's your title? What do you do?
I'm a product unit manager over in Engineering Excellence, and the teams that I run have a fancy name, Engineering, it's been a long week, Enterprise Social Computing.
Right.
What it actually means is that we create solutions for Microsoft that help people to connect with each other and just achieve more by leveraging what others have done and being just part of a community.
I love that, and I'm extremely interested in just social networking, both internally and externally, and we'll get to some of your thoughts on Facebook and MySpace, all of that, in a minute. But let's talk about some of the work you've done here with sites, internal sites, such as Mingle. Talk about Mingle.
Well, Mingle is an interesting project to talk about because it doesn't have a site yet. Mingle is really a work in progress.
Okay.
It's not even V1 yet because we've moved beyond vision. We're in implementation stage, but there is nothing really to demo yet.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is that we're creating a social computing system, Microsoft. It's a bit wider than social networking. It's a system that's going to help people at Microsoft to connect with each other and with the information they need.
Okay.
Essentially, it's simple as that.
And so is it similar to a Facebook site, just exclusive to Microsoft employees?
That's part of it. Okay. We'll have some Facebook-like experience. All it will be based on SharePoint.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be a sort of backend that will power up a lot of other internal applications.
Very cool. Think
of like Facebook apps. Now we have a lot of internal apps that will be utilizing the same profiles and same information.
That's cool. I mean, I know that one of the things that like both people externally who are trying to find the right person in departments and me internally saying, who's the rep, who's the contact for this? Will it help find the people in Microsoft? There's so many people. It's such a hard company to navigate through. Do you think this will help in any way?
Not only I think, I'm sure it will help.
Oh, good. I thought you were going to say no.
No, this is actually our better one scenario, finding people. That's really
awesome.
The top thing you want to go after.
Awesome. Let's move on to a site that you worked on. You're in charge of Toolbox?
Toolbox and Codebox. Well,
okay.
You probably want to talk specifically about Toolbox.
Let's start with Toolbox because I didn't know this existed. Again, there's so much going on here at Microsoft. It's hard to stay on top of it all. And I found it, and I was like, oh, my God, there's so much fun stuff in here.
Well, the fun stuff, it's exactly what we've been trying to do with the site. The site existed for years.
Well, explain what it is.
Okay. So Toolbox is an internal repository of productivity tools that people create. It's a community-driven repository.
Yeah.
So there are like thousands and thousands of tools that people have created over time. It existed forever. 12 years ago when I joined the company, it was already on my list of things to look at.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, 10 years later, it ended up in my plate. And we changed the entire structure. We sort of made the Web 2.0, you know, sort of thing.
Yeah.
So now it's not only community-driven, we also have ratings, discussions, top downloads, all the stuff that you'd expect out of Web 2.0 repository.
Now, why, if I may ask, why are the tools internal only? And I feel bad telling about all these really fun applications to, like, help you and increase your productivity, and you can't have them, but why is that?
Well, first of all, it's IP. It's very, you know, when we say it's internal, it's very easy. Anybody, any Microsoft employee can create anything, put on it, and then thousands of people can download it the next day.
Yeah.
If you are putting something out there, you're not my job working for Microsoft, you're actually Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
So Microsoft has a certain commitment to
it. I see what you're saying.
And it's not as easy. We have specific channels for people who want to provide these tools to customers.
Yeah.
We've worked with our legal department and other people responsible for releasing software externally.
Mm-hmm.
So there are ways for people to do it. It's not as easy, and we really want to simplify that thing for people. So there are no roadblocks to go through if you just want to release it internally, just like that.
All right. Let's move on to another project you're working on, Codeplex.
Codebox.
Yeah. There's Codebox, and then there's Codeplex, and you'll explain the difference.
Okay, so Codeplex is Microsoft open source repository. It's an externally facing site. It's available through codeplex.com.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, it's a place where that Microsoft hosts when anybody can come in and create projects and start developing software, connecting with other people. Codebox is our internal version of it.
Okay.
It's a bit more than just version of Codeplex. We've collaborated with Codeplex guys, so they share a lot of code. But it's really a system that's fine-tuned for Microsoft. The way we sort of joke about it, like Codebox is where you make sausages and Toolbox is where you sell them. So Codebox really helps developers to focus on whatever they want to create as opposed to starting with infrastructure, creating source control systems and issue tracking and all that stuff. You come to Codebox, 5 minutes, well, even less than that, 2 minutes, and then you're done.
Good. I like to hear that. Let's talk about your blog. I told you this guy, he's a very busy man. He does a lot of things. You have I believe it's an MS internal blog called Connections, which you recently started. Explain the motivation behind that.
Two motivations.
Two?
Yes,
okay.
Actually two.
You can have one.
Yes. You know, when you have thoughts, you want to share them.
Yes.
That's a very natural desire, right?
Yes.
And I believe blogging is a really good way of doing it. It's your certain personal platform. If you get creative about it, you can really shape in the right way and really deliver your message, especially if you like writing, like mm-hmm. I happen to.
Yes, sure.
Right. And then there is another piece, and that is I'm a fan of walking the talk. So mm-hmm. I'm now in a position of really driving social computing for Microsoft internally.
Yes.
I don't think I can do my job really well if I don't do certain things, like blogging.
Mm-hmm.
So that was another motivation. Really,
you gotta really hone your skills.
Really try it out. So when I talk to bloggers at Microsoft, I can tell them exactly my first kind of experience of things that work and things that don't work. And I also want to use Microsoft software for this, so I'm using SharePoint for
yes.
that blog. So.
And one of your recent posts, I was talking about the walled garden. Just talk a little bit about the theory behind that and how that relates to social networking sites like Facebook and MySpace.
Well, for people who are familiar with Facebook, it's nothing new. Facebook is what's typically called the walled garden.
Mm-hmm.
You get inside and you get access to everything that's inside, but from outside you can just peek.
Right.
You can see certain things, bare bones, profiles, stuff like that. And obviously it's good for Facebook for certain reasons that a lot of people say, oh, no, you should open up. You're sort of killing the concept of internet,
yeah.
that sort of thing. Now, it actually was an interesting thing to realize at some point that when you're talking about intranet, any company intranet is by definition a walled garden.
Exactly. Like these people can't go on Toolbox.
Yeah, sorry, folks.
Unless you're Microsoft employee.
Right. So it's funny how this concept really matches. The problems that I found, I don't think it's really typical only for Microsoft,
mm-hmm.
but we have a tendency of building gardens within the gardens, and I think that's a problem. And I just wanted to talk about this and start a discussion. Actually, discussion was really great.
Yes.
A lot of people contributed to it, and I got some good thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously something people are really passionate nowadays, social networking and you know, the future of it and microblogging. It's just it's huge right now, and it's something I do, and I'm interested. Do you have an external-facing blog?
Not yet.
But you will soon?
Yes.
All right, thank you very much. It is Friday, and I'm going to let you get home. And ladies and gentlemen, Yuri Alkin, the man, the myth, the legend.